Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got Tom Paulswitz with me this afternoon as my guest co-host, and our biggest thanks to Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, for being here with each and every one of you and us to talk about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. We'd like to take your calls, get some of your thoughts on where that race stands. I'd also like to address some of the allegations, some of the claims that are being made by both of the candidates. What did you think of the debate last night? Did it change your mind about anything? Was it what you expected? 855-752-4842. I'm going to double down on this. Not only do I think Brad Schimmel is a terrible, bad lawyer and that he's kind of a dummy as a lawyer, I'm going to make this statement. If Brad Schimmel had to actually take a bar exam, he wouldn't pass it. He would not pass it. Brad Schimmel is admitted to the bar of the state of Wisconsin because he had diploma privilege. It means you don't have to sit for the bar exam. Now, I didn't either. I was admitted to the Wisconsin bar because I attended Wisconsin Law School, completed my core requirements, passed the ethics exam. However, I'm also barred in six other states and have taken two other bar exams and passed one with basically 24 hours worth of studying when I was in the midst of like massive litigation.
So Maggie, just a quick question for you. Is the ethics exam a requirement?
It is. Okay. For almost every single state's bar, including Wisconsin's.
Is there a polygraph test that goes along with that ethics
there
exam?
There should be. There should be, Tom, 855-752-4842.
I wanted to ask Ben this question, but I'll ask you instead, Maggie, because, you know, the Republicans seem to have run a slew of, I would say, not top-notch candidates for the state Supreme Court. I don't understand the dynamics.
Detestable Dan Kelly?
Yeah.
Schimmel the shameless shill?
But I don't understand, like, what are they, I know why they want that person in there, but how do they expect that person to win votes if they can't seem credible and they can't actually articulate their positions?
I find it disturbing. And again, if you're a conservative, I ask you, just read through the histories of Brad Schimmel and yes. Susan Crawford.
Right.
Listen to what they have said. One of them, you can disagree with her personal political beliefs.
Right.
One of them actually sounds like a Supreme Court justice who is actually at least trying to give people the assurance that she will be independent and objective and not execute simply on her personal political beliefs.
And it's a nonpartisan race. There is no D or R associated with the candidates.
But Schimmel's out there saying Donald Trump needs a support network and I'll be that on the Supreme Court. That's not what a justice is made of.
Right.
We got a new caller, Stephen from Cudahy. Say hi to Tom. What's your comment or question this afternoon?
Hello, Maggie Dawn. It's your favorite Milwaukee County supervisor, Stephen Shea.
Stephen.
Hi, Mr. Shea. How are you?
I'm okay. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear from you, sir. What's your question or comment? Thank you for calling.
Well, sure. I've been out doing doors for this race every weekend. And the scary part is it doesn't seem to be on a lot of people's radar so far,
yes.
Even with the super intensive commercials. And, you know, that one ad that the Republicans are running, catch and release Crawford. They're trying to do exactly to Crawford what they did to Mandela Barnes, you know. Soft on crime, soft on crime, you know. So, but I agree completely with your analysis of the debate. I thought Crawford cleaned his clock, but, you know, whether or not other people are going to agree with me, I can't say for sure.
And whether enough people watched it is going to be
right.
The key. Yep.
Thank you, Supervisor Shea. Let's just take up a few of these, the allegations that have been made against Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. First of all, Susan Crawford has never, ever advocated for stopping deportations. She has never said that I'm going to protect sanctuary cities. She's never taken any position on that. Did she sentence a child sex offender to 4 years in prison and 6 years supervised release after a prosecutor asked for 10 years? Yeah, she sure did. Brad Schimmel has made all kinds of sentencing decisions. And in fact, this is kind of weird. He offered a plea deal to a man charged with child porn in the year before he won the attorney general's race. Okay. And interestingly enough, the guy who he just, you know, little plea deal, no sentence. Here is what actually happened. The guy's lawyer donated, basically maxed out donations to Schimmel's AG campaign. Coincidence, perhaps. But again, child porn, a plea deal. And just to be clear, in exchange for the man pleading guilty to the charge, Schimmel agreed not to file more charges and recommended the mandatory minimum 3-year prison sentence. This is when he was Waukesha County's DA. So, yeah. We're going to discuss more. We're going to return to the Elon Musk of it all with Tom Paulsiewicz and each and every one of you. Join our conversation, 855-752-4842. When we come back after these messages, you're going to hear news, weather, and sports, and then more from Tom and I and each one of you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.